am joined today by the world-famous medium and star of Ella Min's number one rated show, The Haunting of Kim Russo. Welcome to the show, Kim.
Oh, thanks for having me. How are you?
I am so well, and I'm very excited. I'm a huge fan of all of your work, and I know you have your new book out, which we're going to talk about as well. For my listeners who are not so familiar with you, can you tell them a little bit about yourself?
Well, I am just a regular person, a mother with three kids and a husband who discovered my abilities that go outside of my five senses, and I discovered it when I was young, didn't know what it was, and then it opened up again in my late 20s, and I needed to learn about why I was able to know about people in depth, people in this world as well as the other world when we pass away. And it's I've learned that what I am able to do, everyone is able to do. And so that's what I want to teach people, is there's no mystery behind knowing things that you probably shouldn't know by society standards. So that's pretty much what my message is.
In your new book that you have out called The Happy Medium, Life Lessons from the Other Side, you were inspired to teach everybody. Is it kind of like your intuition that everybody calls their gut instinct?
Well, yeah, that's part of the navigation system we you know, were born with, is the gut. The gut is just one part of it. But there's so many other energy centers in our bodies that we all have that we've been taught to shut down over the years from a lot of organized, you know, societies such as religion and schools and just people in general, governments. We're taught just to, everything has to be the five senses. You can hear, you know, see, taste, touch, smell, and that's it. But we are energetic beings that are so much more than able than to filter through only five senses. And everyone has it. It's not just the so-called psychics or mediums. Those are the ones that discovered their other senses. So I want to help others, most people, discover what they were innately born with.
Most paranormal things will happen with people who are more open to the experiences. Is that kind of what you're talking about? It's making yourself more aware?
Well, you know, it depends. If, you know, sometimes if there's a ghost in the house, they can appear to anybody because they just want attention. But I'm talking about reading energy of everything that is around.
And in your show, we have a lot of celebrities that you've been, you know, done walks with. Basically, you take them back to where they have their paranormal experience and kind of help them understand or they get the insights from what happened to them. What was the most challenging walk for you to do?
Well, I could tell you the most challenging celebrity.
Okay.
If you haven't seen that one, that was Anthony Michael Hall. It didn't have to be that way.
Right.
But he was totally using his ego. He was totally in defense mode.
Mm-hmm.
I really can't even understand why he called me to help him, because once I started giving him the real help that he needed, he shut me down, and he didn't want the world to perceive him a certain way. And so that was all his ego, and he did not allow me to do my job the way I normally do it.
Right. I have to tell you, one of the ones that touched me probably the most was Rowdy Piper. I was a huge fan of his, and then I watched that one, and then unfortunately, you know, he has passed away. That one, to me, I watched several times because it just was so emotional, I guess I should say.
It was real. It was so real on every level.
Mm-hmm.
Every part of that day was a new epiphany, and I felt like I was peeling an onion with Rowdy,
mm-hmm.
and we got to the core of it by the end of the day, and it showed. It really showed. It was so authentic. Not only was that your favorite, it's a fan favorite, and it's my favorite. So I agree with you.
Yeah, he just seemed like he was genuinely touched by everything that was going on. It was very emotional to watch, even as someone who was just maybe for the first time tuning in. It was just such a real connection, and you could feel that this was not staged. This is something that's actually going on.
No, you couldn't fake that.
No.
The emotion was just, you know, came right through the TV screen. It was right. It was so much more intense in person.
Now, do you have moments when you are talking with people that maybe you see something that's not great, something that's bad, or something you kind of don't know how to approach? Do you kind of just push those to a side, or do you just find a way to just attack them head on?
I always find a way, because if spirit shows it to me, I know they want me to be the messenger for that message. What a lot of people don't see on TV is I am a medical intuitive as well.
Okay.
And I very often can see illnesses in people that they don't even know they have. And so I sort of have to be very delicate in my delivery of news, because people tend to freak out sometimes.
Right.
But I do, you know, deliver the message very gingerly, and my goal is to get them to be seen by that doctor, and that's it. And usually those messages are given so that we can actually spare a situation of any type of death coming, and it's always given for the highest good.
Right.
But yeah, but that's a good question. I do not hold back. I'm like the mailman. You know, sometimes the mailman doesn't want to come to your door and give you that eviction notice or
right.
whatever. But that's his job. He has to deliver the mail.
And I'm sure sometimes that's physically draining for you as well, getting all these messages and going through. Emotionally, you have to process this as well to figure out how to tactfully tell the person that you're giving the message to. I mean, do you get totally drained just from doing that on a daily basis?
Well, yeah, because I have to raise my vibration into the other world as well. That's where the use of the medium's energy comes in. But the emotional aspect of the grief that I deal with day in and day out, most people that seek out mediums have grief and they have death and loss. I keep my emotions out of it as much as I can. And again, just deliver the message unfiltered.
Okay, and with your new book, which is The Happy Medium, Life Lessons from the Other Side, what is the one thing you want your reader to take away from after reading this book?
The one thing that I want readers to take away from my book more than anything is I want people to find why they're here, the reason they were born. And there's so many techniques I give people. We were not put to this on this earth to suffer. We were put to create, to share love, just to have enlightenment, joy. Joy is something that's missing out of our lives, and we have too much fear and not enough love. To their heart center, and I teach people how to do that, is what can allow them to feel energy around them and to live a more fulfilling life, and also to just get back into the love as opposed to the fear. That's pretty much it in a nutshell, but I give you a lot of tools to be able to do this, and it's my journey of how I came to that realization.
Your personal story is amazing. I mean, you got this you discovered your gift at 8 years of age, correct?
Oh, yeah. Well, my story is pretty important because I just want to teach people. A lot of people have religious beliefs that keep them away from their soul. And you know, a lot of people are taught that if you deal with energy that isn't in the physical world anymore, you are creating a sin. And I speak a lot about my religious struggles. And I have to say that I am still a Christian, but I also know that this gift that I have is not only is it from God, it's God wants me to share this gift. So I help to encourage others to get all the indoctrinated beliefs away from them that can keep them and block them from their life's purpose.
Right. Well, I appreciate it very much, you stopping by. And where can my audience pick up your book?
Oh, anywhere where books are sold. They can also get it on my website, kimthehappymedium.com/book. Amazon.com is wonderful. Anywhere where books are sold, really.
And then also check you out on LMN. I know I have my DVR set every time that it's on. It is for The Haunting Of. Thank you so much, Kim. I appreciate your time.
Thank you. Take care now.